Okay. If you could, when you find out, you know, let me know. Okay. So let's try to do a little bit more. Again, in terms of our schedule, we really do want to move on, but I just want to finish up with some other quick issues. Whatever we don't finish today, I hope we'll finish on Thursday. We're going to start a little earlier. And again, I do want to speak for a couple minutes about Olah. I'll probably give you a few things. I'm not going to do a massive Olah Chatos thing because we're not learning Kachin. But just a couple of, you know, quick marmakos. The Gemara in Zvachim, and Bav, and Zion. I'll probably give it to you. And then the Ramban in his Perish Ola Torah in the beginning of Vayikra. Just a couple of, you know, targeted things connected to the Gemara, the Shakavatari, the Gemara here about Olah and Chatos and the Rambam. And we still have to talk about the massive Mishnah Melech. So that's the next thing after finishing these Makoros, which I hope we will be able to get through on Thursday. And then to talk for a couple of, just a shiur or two maybe, about Machlif Suri Hana. That's still on the agenda. And then after that, we want to move on to Vav and Zayin, other Chashud issues, and then some Tevel, and some good things. And then we'll get back to Shechita. Okay. So again, the last thing that we were discussing was the relationship between, again, we spent some time on Mumla Tiavu, we spent some time on Mumla Hachas, they keep coming back. We're doing Mumla Kol Tara Kula now, and especially the last year we were discussing, in particular, the relationship between Mumar L'Chalas HaShabbos B'Farhesya and Mumar L'Avad Zara. So so let's talk about that a little bit more. But before we do, just a couple of quick makoros. So with regard to, again, the idea that Avada Zara is overlappingly crucial, you know, in different ways, that idea, you know, in terms of the Maisa Veira, of course, in terms of the, you know, theologically, you know, in terms of being a framework for everything else, et cetera, and Mered. So just one thing, I don't know if I remember if I mentioned it, but I think I did, but if not, just to repeat, we talked about, you know, Mesis and Makshaba and all sorts of, you know, Ipian Gura, all the different, all the things that highlight Nordi Dachas, Korban Avodah Zarah, all the different things that may highlight that Avodah Zarah is not just a Maisa Avodah Zarah technically, in terms of what Losa of Dame, what typically, you know, qualifies for that. But in addition to that, I say it's this linchpin idea and also this ultimate, you know, Begida or Bogate or Mumar idea. So again, one of the things just to also can think about in this connection, talk about Yisrael now being unique, Tzvisas Damim we'll talk about, is the issue of Megadev. I don't know if I remember that. But the topic of Megadev is also very much part of, because one could have thought that Megadev was just a different, you know, issue, and that it's, you know, comes under the rubric of Mekalel. You could have dealt with it, you know, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, primarily, although obviously it's a very acute case of Klala, but the idea that Megadev, again, in Torah Shabbat Tzav, it's already clear that there's a certain interchangeability between Avodah Zarah and Megadev. And you know, the treatment of it in the sugyas and in the Rishonim, you know, also highlights that as well. The Rambam has a transition right here, exactly when he talks about these questions in Perek Beis of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Right, the Rambam says Perek Beis Halacha Hey, you know, Halacha Dalet is Mitzvah Avodah Zarah Keneged Kol Mitzvahs Kulan. You know, and that's where he quotes again this whole, you know, essentially, parrot. Ikrat Sivu Bavar Zara, etc. Shalavim Kolam Ruin. But, you know, the whole Avodah Zarah, the way the Rambam, of course, starts with Avodah Zarah, you know, from the very Bimei Enosh, you know, and everything like that. All this points in this direction as well, but this isn't just a or the most common Avera, but that obviously, you know, this is the linchpin for everything else. And then you have that also, you know, the beginning of Parrot Base. And then in Halacha, Dalid, Mitzvah Avodah Zarah Keneged Kol Mitzvahs Kulon, and you have the connection to the Korban, Shinim B'Chisishgu, V'Losasus Kol Mitzvahs Ha'ela, Shadiv HaShem HaMoshe, Eskar Shar Tziv HaShem HaLeichem, B'Yad Moshe, V'Layom HaTzer, P'yash Mulamdu, Shem Avodah Zarah Kasav Nadaber, Halamadta Shukalamada Babarazara, right? Kafar Bakala Torakula, Bakala Naviyim, Bakalmashin Itstava Naviyim, Adaman, Sofa Ha'olam, etc. Kofar Babarazar Moda Bakala Torakula, who Ikar Kalamitzos Kulon. All these Lashonos are, again, highlight, you know, this overlap between the Gomer Hadavar and the, you know, the Gavra Avarian, but especially this idea of the linchpin and so on. So then in Halacha, hey, you have Yisrael She'ovar Avar Zar, right? Kegoy L'chol Devarav. That's our topic. The Eino Ki Yisrael She'ovar Alaver She'esh Baskiva, right? U'meshumad L'avar Zara, are U'meshumad L'chol HaTorah Kula. That's our Halacha. V'chein Aminim Yisrael Eino Ki Yisrael L'davar Nadvar. We talked about the same Mekabah Metshuvah. All this is fine. And then Kalamodav Avar Zara Shehu Emes, Afal Bishilo Avda, this is Halacha Vav, this is a transition to Megadev. Even if he's not actually Oved, but he believes in it, or he articulates it, Apopishu lo Avda, Reza Mecharef u'Megadev, that constitutes, right, Mecharef u'Megadev, right, Es Hashem Anechbad v'Hanora. V'Echad ha'Oved avodazar, V'Echad ha'Megadev es Hashem, but you have this expansive Hagdara, what constitutes Megadev es Hashem, which of course it wouldn't have been Hagdara if you were really focusing on Klala as Klala. Shenemer v'Nefesh asher ta'aseh b'yad ramah, right, min ha'ezrach, min ha'ger, es Hashem hu megadeif. Right, that's the Torah itself basically says that, you know, certain type of behavior is the equivalent or tantamount to an act of megadeif. So obviously megadeif, you know, while it does have a very clear meaning, and then there are, you know, Rambam goes on to discuss the dinim of megadeif, you know, with shame is mekal, with shame, and so on and so forth. But the bigger idea behind it, again, is this, you know, broader attitudinal one. Lefikach, says the Rambam, Tolin Oved Avodah Zarah, right, Kemosha Tolin Es HaMegadev, Ushneim Eskalim, U'mipnei Zeh, he adds, Kalalti Din HaMegadev Behukos Avodah Zarah, Sheshneim Kofrim Be'ikar. And then it comes, Elohein Din HaMegadev, Ein HaMegadev Chayv Skila, Adji Faresh, Es HaShem HaMeyuchad, Shel Dawad Osios, and so on. When we learned Shavuos a couple of years back, right, we discussed how, you know, some of the dinim of Megadev also highlight this. You know, there's, with Shema Miyuchad and the expanse, Shema Nikra, Shema Anichtav, you know, all those issues, the question of Hasra and Megadev, a lot of issues, Lav Shema Maisa, the Rambam in Hilchos Eidos, Perkap Alakadalid, right, when he talks about in Zomim, and the Farshim say, well, is it like Megadev? You know, Davar, you know, She'im Ba'maisa, presumably. So, but this is the transition of the Rambam. Halakha Vav tells you why the Rambam put Megadev in Dini Avodah Zarah as opposed to, you know, in Hilchos Shavuos or Sanhedrin. And what he's saying is, you know, you see already from Torah Shabbat Tzav, and you also see from Halakha, you know, that, you know, that there's a Chalos Megadev, even if there isn't a Maisa Megadev, and the Onish of Megadev, even, you know, just by implication. So again, if you talk about a Maisa Avodah Zarah, it isn't. I mean, of course they're different as Maisa Averas, but in terms of the Begida, in terms of the linchpin, in terms of being Kofar Be'ikar, all of that, of course there is. So that's another one, together with the other things that we were talking about, you know, and that's an important Mafteach for, in general, for Hilchos Avodah Zarah. A couple of other things just quickly. First of all, one thing that was brought to my attention, which I noticed after I said it, but and Michael mentioned to me, and that's I made a mistake when I was talking about the relationship between Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayos, which is a very connected, you know, idea. We have that, you know, in the order of the Seres HaDibros, the parallel, and in Los Hiskaten. Again and again, you have this idea in the story of Baal Peor, right, this idea that Gilui Arayos, and again, what does Mitzachek mean? You know, and what does Hamas mean? You know, in the time of the Babel and in the time of other things. This idea that Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayos, you know, go together and that one triggers the other is a very critical theme, and we tried to explain part of it as well. But one thing that does not go on the list, which I incorrectly mentioned, was the Ohareg Vayavar Makar. Because that actually is not from Avodah Zarah, That is from Rotzeach. It's an interesting thing. Even though Rotzeach in Yehoreg Vayavar doesn't have a makar, it's the Svara, my chazis, nonetheless, the Gemara there in Sanhedrin, Ein Dalet, and again in Psachim, you know, learns out a hekesh. I had said from Vodazar, but it's not correct. It's from Rotzeach to Gilei Arayos. What's interesting about it also is that it goes in both directions, connected again to something we'll talk about. It's the din of Matzilin, Oso B'Nafsho, and Yehoreg Vayavar, right? Both of these are connected through this Hekesh. So Matzilin Oso B'Nafsho, we know from Gilei Arayos, and we export that to Rotzeach. And in the other direction, we know Rotzeach Misvara, you know, but apparently, even though the Svara doesn't apply, right, the Hekesh, you know, is still, and that's very interesting. Again, if you see Limudim, this is something we talk about a lot also, as simply Giluye Milsa, then all of this is curious, but not particularly significant. Right, as long as we get the facts, you know, that's the important thing. But if you assume, look, which I think is the view of the Rambam and others as well, which is that where you get a limud from and what limud you use is also significant, then this is a particularly curious and interesting thing, and that is that, you know, again, Yehoreg Vayavar comes from the Svara, but in terms of Rotzeach, and yet that can still be something that is exported through the kesher between Rotzeach and Gilei Arayos to Gilei Arayos. I mean, what it shows is that while it may be a svara, right, the svara is not disconnected from, you know, the Maisa Beira and the Rishus Agabra, you know, etc. It's not like, oh, that's just a universal humanistic, you know, or pragmatic, you know, din, you're destroying a Yishuv Olam, because if that were the case, then it doesn't apply, you know, to Gilei Arayos, presumably in the same way. But apparently the Svara tells you, you know, that it's so, but it's not disconnected, and maybe the Svara itself is partially. I mean, that one of the things that's what's also about Rotzeach, and what makes him a Gabra Rasha, it's not just the Svara per se. So that's an important perspective. But anyway, just to correct that, that's important. Next, another quick ha'ara that Azriel brought to my attention, which again, I think highlights a lot of things that we've been doing anyway. Azriel, and that is? Yeah, that the Rambam Tshuva Gimel Tes may serve to reinforce the Radvaz's suggestion. If you remember, the Radvaz, in Nux Maisa Karbonos, suggested that that if a person converts or is being, you know, pushed, or if a person converts to Islam or something, that too is considered a mumar l'kol ha'Torah kula. And then he says, he mentions the Rambam's tshuva, and I think what I was trying to say the other day was, if you look at the tshuva, the tshuva has nothing to do with the application of the Radvaz. If you don't look it up, you can get the impression that what the Radvaz says is in the tshuva. Namely, that even though Islam is not formally a Maisa Barazara, because of you know, its fidelity to Yichud Hashem as we believe in it, nonetheless, you know, embracing it as a religion constitutes a Mumar Mechotar. That's not what the Rambam says at all. The whole Rambam is a critique, you know, of you know, the rabbi who, you know, is trying to, I guess, you know, also, in addition to everything else, was trying to psychologically, I guess, oppress, you know, this ger by saying, oh, you come from a Avodah Zarah religion. And the Rambam was saying that isn't the case. Islam is not Avodah Zarah. So to say, it doesn't say a word there about this being the equivalent of Mumar L'kol ha'Torah kula. Even though, again, I thought it made sense, totally, but there's no evidence from there. But Azriel correctly points out that this works very well with the language of, and it answers the question of the Ravid, and partially the Kesemisha says it, in Paragimel Hilchas Tshuva Halacha Tes. So just remember that one of the things we've been seeing is that there isn't perfect consistency in the Lashonos of the Rambam in all the different places where he talks about this profiles of Avaryanim, right? Nechus Tshuva, and you know, Nechus Mamrim, and Nechus Avad Zara, and Nechus Rotzeach, and Nechus Gzela, and Nechus Shchita, and Nechus Maizar Karbanos, and Nechus Shkagos, you know, and so on and so forth. Although, again, I think we've explained that their patterns are very, very strong, and even some of the discrepancies are understandable. But Tshuva is, of course, the context of Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelek the Olam Haba or not. So the Rambam says that the people don't have a Chelek in Olam Haba include Minim and Apikarsim. Here he's much more specific. Minim and Apikarsim and Mishumadim and Machtiyei Sarabim. So here, actually, he breaks things down a little bit more than in other places, where, you know, he's dealing with less categories, and therefore he has a broader application of some of them. Some of them are overlapping categories, clearly. But he's more specialized, you could say, in Tshuva. Anyways, among the Mishumadim, it's worthwhile just looking at the language of Halacha Tes, both for what Azriel wants to point out, and then just to reinforce what we've been saying. Shnayim hein ha-Mishumadim. Right, ha-Mishumad la-Avera achas, va-Mishumad l'chota rekula. Okay, so I'll start off, not what Azriel said, but I want to say it for a second. Ha-Mishumad la-Avera achas, zeh she-hichsik atzmo lasos osa avera, bezodon, v'nispar seimba v'hurgal, right, afilo hoiso minakalos, kagon, she-huchsak tamad l'lvosh, shatna zol ha-kev peya, v'nimsa ke'ela, bitla mitzvah zu, mina olam etzlo, hareza mishumid laosa davar. And then he adds, vehu shiyas alahakis. This is not the Israel part. This is the first part. So again, just to add to what we've been saying anyway, number one, the Rambam seems here to talk about before he, the same thing that he did kind of in Chutzeach, where he isn't even as Makalik here too, before he identifies that this is limited to lahakis, he just presents it as a mishumah. And you could get the other impression before he, you know, corrects you. So, and I think that's significant. But also, again, that's consistent with kind of the way he wrote the Shechita and other things as well. As well as, you know, integrating them in Karbanos and Shkagos. Fine. But the language, Shehichsik Atzmo Lasos Osa Bezodon Vinisparsim Bab Hurgal, right, is implies that Tamobilahachis, at least for this halacha, requires more than one time. I believe that is against the conclusion of the Amshel Shlomo and the Shach and those Achronim, right, who think that, you know, Mubil Hachis, from their point of view, like Avodah Zarah and Shabbos, require only one time. And the Rambam, it sounds, again, it doesn't always sound this way, but it sounds that way here, and it sounds that way in Hilchos Maaser Karbanos. Sounds like you need a pattern of behavior, and that is, of course, very consistent with what the Rambam says in a Cheshchita when he's mechalik between a Rasha and a Mumar. Sounds like all the Nosakelim point out. He has to do it many times, and there has to be a pattern of behavior, right, which is consistent with that. So, again, per Gimel, because Maisa Karbonos, it sounds that way too. Ketzad, bein l'tevam bein l'hachis, here, hayu mishum l'aveira, v'hu mefursam, v'yadua l'asosa, v'hur galba, same language, bein l'hachis, bein l'tevam ein mekali, benu karban l'osabe. Ketzad, rogil l'echol chela bein l'hachis, bein l'tevam, shogat, yocha, etc. So the language of regilus, pirsum, noda, zadon. Now again, you could say that this is true only for, you know, the pagam or the psul, of being able to bring a korban, right, and or losing olam haba. Again, to be fair, or in a chashgagos, which of course is also about the korban, there the Rambam does not sound like it needs to be ragil and before some muksa. I don't have a language. Anybody have chashgagos here? Anybody have a chashgagos open? Gimel Zayin, it's up there. Go ahead, Benjamin.
Rabbi Yanu
So if I had only read the Rambam in Hilchos Shgagos, I would not have thought that you have to be a Rogen, frankly. But of course, you know, we know, I mean, the Rambam says that the Hilchos Shgagos is a repetition of Hilchos Maisa Karbanos. But a Maisa Karbanos fits in very nicely with Hilchos Tshuva, and to me it sounds like the Rambam is mechalek, frankly, between Mumel Hachis and Mumel Avodah Zarah and Mumel Chalos HaShabbos Farhesya, as well, with regard to this question. Again, unlike the Amshel Shlomo, who thinks that they are Bechada Machta, and this, of course, goes to you know, the heart of what we've been discussing, and that is that even when you find the same effect, Mumel Chal Tarah Kula, right, but, you know, there can be Mumel Hachis, you know, there can be Mumel Avodah Zarah, there can be even Mumel Chalos HaShabbos the Farhesya, as opposed to Avodah Zarah. Or maybe Mumel Lechol HaTorah Kula, you know, as a separate category, there are many Yerucham ideas, which we'll get back to. The idea that there might be different criteria, either for quantitative reasons, in order to establish you in this way. Maybe once an Avodah Zarah gives you that shape. You know, and in order to be called a Mechal Shabbos, or in order to be a Mumel Lechachis, right, maybe you need more. Or because it just works in different ways. In one case, it works in a linchpin way, or a Maisa Avera way. In the other place, the Rishta Gavra way. And in the third case, a Gavra Mumar, or Bogade, you know, Le'inyan. So it seems to me that the Rambam has very clear language in Maisa Karbanos and in Tshuva, unless you say it's only limited to those things, but it also works well with his language in Shechita. Although there's also talking about the Tayyavon, which is against the Shach, and also which distinguishes between these categories. Okay. But I don't want to lose sight of Azriel, right? So, yeah. So then on the next point, the Rambam says, yeah. Oh, by the way, and what is the Mumel Hachis? It's also just a terrific line. V'nimsa ki'ilu batla mitzvah zu min ha'olam etzlo. Right? In other words, not just that he, you know, doesn't do it and doesn't do it in a particularly offensive way, but he's a rebel. He's basically saying, I'm not go race. You know, in my worldview, there's no shotness. Okay, my progressive, you know, or conservative, whatever it is, you know, I'll keep you guessing. You know, worldview, you know, doesn't allow, in principle, for there to be a shotness, right? Such a discriminatory thing against the flax in the walls, capacity to coexist. Yeah. Harezah mishumid la'osodava. Okay. So that's what the hachis is. Va'mishumid l'chol ha'tarah kula, now we get to Azriel finally. Kagon hachozer l'date hagoyim b'shah shagozrin shmad b'dabek bahen b'yomar Uma Betzali lehidabek bi Yisrael, right? Shem Shvelin v'nir Dafin, Tovlo shehidabek, right? Be'elo sheyadon tkifa. By the way, the language is of course very reminiscent of the language in Ukaz Yisrael when the Rambam talks about discouraging, you know, converts. Right? It's like you should say to them, like, you know, what do you want? Why are you throwing in your lot with this, you know, challenged, you know, people, right? So, but basically, this is a very interesting lashon. The Rambam doesn't say here, by the way, interesting, he does not say Meshumet L'Avodah Zarah. He calls it a Meshumet L'Chol HaTorah Kula. Typically, he talks about Mumel L'Avodah Zarah L'Mechal Shabbos Farhesya, and he doesn't say anything about Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula. But here, clearly, his Mumel L'Chol HaTorah Kula is his Meshumet L'Avodah Zarah, the equivalent of what he says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, and you know, in, again, Maisa Karbanos and Shkagos and so on, and Shechita and so on and so forth. So it's a Meshumet L'chol HaTorah, and it's Chozer L'date HaGoyim B'Shah Shegozrin. What do you mean B'Shah Shegozrin Shmad? One would have thought B'Shah Shegozrin Shmad is more of a reason to be Mekel, right? Not a reason to be Machmir, because there's pressure out there. So that's Kesem Mishnah says, I'll read in a second, Kol Shekein. you know, even when there's Shema. Because, but so what, would a person, you know, in a state of Shmad, is a nanas to accept some other religion? What's the sum of the chi of Yehari Valyav that makes him a mumra l'chol tarakula? Right? Not according to the Rambam, he's not even chayiv misa. Rambam l'chus esodi ha-Torah perikah. The answer is, again, very carefully, right? Kagona chozol v'data goyim b'shasha gozer in Shmad, b'idabek behen v'yomar, it's his attitude. He doesn't say, you know, what can I do? I'm going to be killed. I'll live to fight another day. I'm too weak, you know, to meet the challenge of Yehoreg Valyavor. All things which anyone would be sympathetic to, right? Well, Elena, imagine somebody finds himself in that circumstance. Can't be judgmental about it. But that's not what he says. He says, Uma Betzali lehidavek b'Yisrael. Like, it doesn't take much, basically. Right? It's like we were talking about Mumr L'Teyavon, according to the Rambam, in a way. You know, no, I'm concerned.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You all right?
Tough zone.
What?
We're working on it, thank you.
Okay. Another, you made the shot or no? you play for the team. I was trying to figure out if anybody does. Okay. Ma besali dabek be Yisrael, shem shvelim v'nirdafin, right? Tovlo she dabek be'elu she yadon tekipa. So again, even though he's not doing this in neutral times, but he's not agonizing very much over it either. The level of counter pressure isn't too great. He's pretty happy with his choice. He's not guilt ridden. You know, it's not like he's doing chatasi avisi pashati and tainis, you know, or tshuvas hamishkal all the time. Right? So what's fascinating, of course, is this whole presentation, the fact that he doesn't mention Avodah Zarah specifically. But what Azriel was pointing out was, the Ravid says, Omer Avram, Umisha Chozel Adate Hagayim, Nehu Moda B'Yeshu, Vareo Min. And the Ravid says, why does it have to be a Mishumad L'chol Torah Kula? He's a Min, because he doesn't believe in Yichud Hashem. Right, which is a little bit astonishing, you know, from our point of view. I mean, the Ravid's reflex, you know, coming from where he was, is that we're talking about Christianity, right? So what Israel wanted to say was, the answer for the Rambam is that, you know, it could even be Islam. You know, that it's the bigger point. It doesn't have to be, forget about the details of the religion. It's the begida, correct, of simply embracing another religion. Right, with these. But just one more second. So that's the Kesa Mishnah says several things. Number one, on Hamishumah Dechol Torah Kula, Afilu Shagazru Shmad, Kim Shimatz Mahalach Lechazal Adatam, Baomro, exactly what we just said, Ma Betzeli Hidavik Be Israel, the Koshkinim Lohe Yisham Shmadu Berotzo Nafsho Halach Lechazar. That would even be worse in Akhanami. But this is pretty bad. And again, this shows this whole. You know, it's not for the Rambam so difficult to be a Rasha, you know, when your level of resistance is really low. Instead of saying, oh, wow, he's really a Yitzhar Tokvo kind of a guy, right? We're saying, yeah, really? Even that? That's a Rasha. So on the Ravid's comment, the guest submission says, Tamo lahasagar abed shayilo lekroso min, kivin shemoda b'yeshu, hu kosov lamala, Shomer shu gufu bal tmuna umin, vod sheim omrim shlosha, hu kasav lamala shomer sheisha manig. He's saying from several theological, you know, perspectives, you know, he's a man already. Veich karum shumad. Vani omer, ila lo haisa uma acheres ba'olam, ela das anotrim, ha'ilo lahasig chen. He's saying if they were the only religion in town, you know, then that would make sense. Aval kim sheisha muna acheres, sheinam of the mavada zara, Echikari min lechozel adato? That's Islam. Or other things. Va'od yeshlomar, shachozel adas anotrim, shnei shemos roim nikroim lo minu mishumad. He's theologically problematic, but he's the overlapping, right? It's theologically minus. If he did anything, it would also be a ma'isa vodazara. And in addition to that, he's a mishumad because he is a bogade, by embracing some other religion. So these two things, or three things. Meaning even, let's say, professes, you know, they make him take this loyalty oath, but he doesn't mean it. So maybe that isn't a min. Right, but it is a bogade, because other people think he means it. And again, they have no reason not to, especially since he doesn't seem particularly, you know, tortured. Avo min lo mikri shar eno mamin belibo sheish tsur zulasi alokeinu. L'perek sheni milchus avod azar kasar avenu she avod avod azar areu kagad l'chol dvara venu ki yisrael she ovod avera sheish paskilu mishumid l'avod azar areu mishumid l'chol tarakula. So this is a very important, I totally agree. I mean, again, the Radvaz probably should have you know, quoted this in addition. But I do, I think it, yeah.
Isn't it all possible to read the Rambam not like the Kesef Mishnah? In general, we assume that Shas HaShemad is more mathier in the sense that it makes things like all the hard value offer, etc. Doesn't possibly say only Davka Bishas HaShemad in the Mumu Palatara Kula, but not Bishas HaShemad?
I mean, because there is no other, I mean, like I was saying the other day, which is that Shas HaShemad in the Gemara doesn't have a makar.
Yeah.
And maybe, like some people say, like, you know, the everybody is, like, watching to see what you're going.
Exactly. And it's when you abandon Jesus and whatever, then it would become...
I could see it going either way.
Yeah, and then, therefore, the Rav Valis wouldn't have brought this because he would...
It's more onus, and also it's more... But again, this isn't Arkasa. I would say, just to be fair, this isn't Arkasa de Bassano.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a Dvar Mitzvah Kala, and it's Arkasa de Bassano... So then to say, well, it gets, you know, magnified, you know, in the context of Shas HaShemad, you know. But we're talking about, like, embracing another religion.
Yeah, but
albeit doing it in a way that isn't theologically, let's say, so compelling.
So
it's more... I think Kesef Mishnah makes a lot of sense, but I hear what you're saying. Again, I would be more... likely to say what you're saying if we were talking about Arkasa de Bassano. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Anyway, that's a really, really important Rambam. And the other part of the Rambam, what I was saying before about the Meshumad part, and by the way, these two things, of course, go together. Right? The need for, you know, multiple expressions of your Mumrios in Chada Beira, you know, Lahaches. And, you know, maybe even a one-timer, but, you know, the sweep and the implications of embracing another religion, even theologically, let's say, carefully, these are things that go together. Okay. Having said that, so one other ha'ara before we continue, and that is the, I think Josh mentioned to me, just an interesting point, and that is, the next thing that we discussed extensively was the sugya on Yudalit Amud Aleph, and Tosis, and the Ramban, and the Rajba, and the Ra'ah. I'm going to talk about that for another minute. The different Bali Tosis, and sugya Neirub, and so on and so forth. Namely, two questions. Number one, how many violations, same thing we were talking about a second ago, how many violations to qualify as a mumar, you know, to have the dinam of Momar, especially of Kala Tarakula. One, two, right? Three. Doesn't seem like you need more than three necessarily, although again, interesting, maybe some, again, Tosas and Erevin may sound like maybe you need even more than three. So how many do you need? It's one debate. We saw different views in the Rishonim on that question. if you think you require three, you know, it's sort of a pattern. Obviously, it has nothing to do with Maisa Avera. It may not even have anything to do with the Shem Rasha Begavra, especially if you're measuring that on the basis of, like, Hilchos Eidus, you know, for other dinim, where you don't require three. It makes, of course, a lot of sense if you're talking about, you know, Cheskas Agavra, Gavra Rasha, Bogade, etc. Again, but that's not to say that in the other direction, that let's say you say one time is enough. Maybe that same time is enough. We'll get that part of the question. Does that mean that it's not a din in the Gavro? Well, put it this way. It means that it certainly could be a din in the Maisa Aveira. But it is possible that certain status devolves upon an individual when he does something particularly, you know, consequential, l'tova or l'ra'a, you know, by one action that you do. It can be kone olamcha or oved olamcha or acquire shame, tzadik, or shame rasha or shame boge. Sometimes, if what you've done is bad enough, it makes enough of an impression, you know, in one time. So, it's hard to know. Obviously, you know, the view that you need two, you know, also, you know, it means it's not idiosyncratic. Again, Maisa Aveira wise doesn't make any sense, obviously. It has to do something with the Shem Gavra. But is it like, oh, this is the Machlokas, you know, like Rebbe and the Chachamim, about, you know, whether Muchzakus is two or three, or it's more like, you know, you could really become a muchzak or a shame with one, as long as we know it is idiosyncratic. Unless that is the whole point about the two in general. So that's an interesting argument. So one, two, or three is an issue. We have Rishonim would say three. Rajba mentioned, Bogei Yosef, Tosis Rabbi Chanan in Avodah Zarah, etc. And Shulchan Aruch, some would say three. There are many who say two. Many understand that's what Tosis means on this. The second, or one. So that's one major debate that we saw already. And Gufa, that question, whether or not to be Mechalek, like we just said, between Mumla Teyavon for its dinim, for the Rambam, Mumla Hachis for its dinim, you know, for the Rambam and for others, and within Shabbos and Avodah Zarah itself, as we discussed. Right? All things being equal, you could be Mechalek in either direction, but I think what, you know, instinctively makes the most sense is that you know, you would probably require more, less for Avodah Zarah and more, you know, for Shabbos to qualify. And again, Tosis does kind of suggest that. So that's one issue. Then the second issue is not how many times, but what about Pirsum? Do you need Pirsum in Avodah Zarah? That's very Mechudash. That is a view in the Rishonim, that it was, you know, picked up by some of the poskim, Taki Moshe, Prisha, Drisha, etc. That certainly is motivated by equalizing Avodah Zarah and Shabbos, and assuming, again, the Chil Hashem part of it is part of it. Or maybe to get that shame, it also has to be the perception of other people, or also the negative impact on other people. It's part of the Begida. The large majority, you know, not just majority, the overwhelming view is that Pirsum is a requirement in Shabbos and not in Avodah Zarah. And again, for quantitative reasons, you want Shabbos to reach the level of Avodah Zarah, you also need Pirsum, or you also need more times, or because we're dealing with different Mechayivim, which is I prefer. What does Pirsum mean? Pirsum means a scandalous, you know, public act, the presence of 10 people. Does it mean the awareness of 10 people? Can it just be, you know, does it have to be awareness, you know, at one time? Obviously, if it's presence, it's one time. Does awareness have to be at one time? Maybe it's three people. So these are all debated issues. I think I mentioned the Ravid quotes the Sugya of Yehori Yabor as a raya. And in Shulchan Aruch, the poskim in Shulchan Aruch, some of them quote the presence, some of them quote the awareness of 10 and so on. Not, rarely do they discuss the possibility that you could be a Mechalek. I mean, just to say it, and I quote the Gemara in Sanhedrin. I don't recall seeing the comment that I'm making, which is very good reason to be a Mechalek between a Mechayev of Chilul Hashem and a Mechayev of Mumla Lechol HaTorah Kula. So, anyway, that's the second question. Then the third question, of course, is whether or not you are pogame the basar on the first time as well. Again, if you're not a mumar yet, then the answer is, of course, you're not. And that's, you know, some of the Rishonim said the basar is kosher to explain the Mishnah and Yadal and Aleph because you're not yet a mumar. That's what it sounds like in our Tosas, printed Tosas. That's definitely the view of some of the Rishonim. If it takes three times or two times, you know, or after the first time, you know, to become a shame mumar begavra, so then you weren't a mumar at the time of the shkita, and that's one issue. Or is this a question of it's not a question of mumar? It's a question of, you know, the connection between the ma'isa aveira. Even if the aveira is the posel, right? The timing of the aveira, or the either it's a, you know, boin ki achad question generally, and what the criteria are for that, or it's about the particular aveira and the particular halachic status, and, you know, whether they're on the same time, you know, framework. Well, we talked about, you know, being front-loaded or back-loaded. You know, what about different balachos? What about Avodah Zarah and Shabbos? The discussion of the Ramban, the discussion of the Chidush Eran, the discussion of Rabbi Akiva Eger, etc. What about Mekalkel and the Sequoia? All the things that we discussed, we don't need to go over again. I'm just trying to remind you and put it back into some sort of a clear framework. From that point of view, it might be Mechalik between not only different Malachos and Shabbos or different Maisa Veros that make you a Mumar, but also different halachic status. In other words, what constitutes Nevela not necessarily going to be the same thing as, you know, what constitutes Eidos, right, when you find that you're in a catch-22, you know, situation. You're made on a star, sheish po ribis, right, which passes you as an aid. Like, how do you get out of that catch-22? Okay. That's the Xosa Nesivis that I was talking about, and I want to talk about that, just to read a couple of lines in just a second. Anyway, so this question of the relationship between the Gavra, the Maisa Veira, and the effect on the Heftza is a very complicated question, which can be broken down into different things, and which we found there are different views in the Rishon. The Ha'ara I just wanted to make very quickly was, again, in these questions of how many, what impact, how immediate the impact, etc., we have a range of views. So what Josh brought to my attention was just an interesting curiosity, and that is that, right, it was you, right? Brother Raj?
Yeah.
That the Rajba, go ahead, that what? That the Rajba is the Rishon of all Rishonim almost, who is takes a more makil view about Mumar L'Tiabud and Mumar L'Hachis. I mean, he has like a more expansive, let's say, application, optimistic application of, you know, Kiddushas Yisrael and so on. Right? And it's interesting that he has a more hardcore, you know, less flexible view on the convergence of a Mumar L'Chol Torah Kula and Chavta Shalisa. Meaning, the Rajba in the Chidushim, in Torah Sabayis, in his Tshuvas, in all places, seems to insist, like the Rambam and Pirshim Mishnayis, that if we're not talking about Pitzin or Bishogeg, that a Mumar L'Chol Torah HaShabbos, the Pam Rishona already creates nevela in the basar. So that's just an interesting, number one, again, proves that you can't predict. Every topic is its own right, has its own dynamic and its own factors. But on another level, what we might also explain is that maybe the Rajba was very oriented. Number one, I think one of two things, you know, if we're looking for a path. One is that, you know, Hanavi, Mumar L'Hachis and Mumar L'Tiavon fall very short. But a Mumar L'Chalas Shabbos Parhesya and a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah, you know, are immediately problematic. And on the contrary, maybe it's in, you might even say that it's the inability to project even Mumar L'Hachis, never mind Mumar L'Tiavon on its level, as being comparable to the Chomer, you know, Isur, and even the Gabra of a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah and a Mumar L'Chalas Shabbos Parhesya, you know, that is responsible for the gap, but also makes consistent almost the immediate, you know, toxic, you know, impact of a real Mumar L'Chol Torah Kula. I would just add that maybe, if it's true, that, you know, a Mumar, the Rajba also is the one who suggests, although I'm not sure 100% if this is true, we'll see in a second, that a mumar l'chol Torah kula might be accomplished by rov. Right, that too is a big chumra. So that's one. Or maybe again, for him, everything isn't about the gabra; it's about the ma'isa avera. And the more you think it is about the ma'isa avera, timing, top, you know, front loaded, back loaded, etc., notwithstanding, you know, it makes more likely an immediate toxic effect than if you have to hold out to be a gabra mumar, right, to have done the act that makes it there. So I do think it's a good hara. It's a good comment. But I think there are many ways to explain it, and that is important as well. Okay. So just regarding this question of Shabbos and Avodah Zarah and Gemur L'Hakes, and the idea of distinguishing between how many times, whether you need Farhesia, what impact it has immediately on the Chefta for technical and for fundamental reasons, and as well the question of what about Essen, what about Lavin, Shein Bahem Misa, and what about Drabanans, right? So that is a whole group of Nafkamina where you should be able to chart this particular question. That last point being again, the issue that we found in Erevin, and which ends up being a huge machlokas of poskim, like if you're a mumar l'chol Shabbos b'drabanan, or you know, if you're a mumar on Essen, or if you're a mumar on Lavin Shin Bambisa, does that qualify you? Again, in terms of the chomer maisa avera, the answer is, in all cases, there's always a difference. You know, and the more there's a chi of misa, obviously you're dealing with a maisa. But if we're talking about being a gavra mumar or a bogey, right, then it doesn't necessarily require of you, you know, that level, the perception, you know, the motivation, all these things may come into play, and that too is a huge machlokas. I'm sure we saw about mitzaseh. There's a huge debate about lavin. That's a middle category. So it's, you know, it's an aveira bekumbaseh. It is a lav, you know, but it's not chayv nisa. And of course, the essen is an issue that we discussed as well. So these are some of the major issues. Agav, the Ramban, this is very critical to going forward, the Ramban had another suggestion to get out of part of the problem. Tani? Ramban and Daf Yedal Amud Aleph had another suggestion to get out of some of the rayas. Let's see. Not to get out of the problem of the Mishnah and Yedal Amud Aleph, but some of the other rayas, that would imply, right, that there is an act of shechita, immediately. Namely, very, very important idea, that there might be a distinction between Isur Nevela and Tahara Midei Nevela. So again, just to be clear about that, so that is a huge, and what is the language of the Ramban? Very important language. And a little louder. The last line. Okay, no, that's to explain also the Espino, especially if you hold Shkita Shein Riyu Shema Shkita. As long, in other words, once you decide that there are two dinim, essentially the Ramban is making a very subtle, you know, distinction, right? In other words, instead of saying that shchitas mumar, you know, is either nevela or not, he's saying it's nevela. He's making a selective comment, right? It's nevela legabe isur akhila, but it's not nevela legabe tum. Now the question is, does that really help you enough? The answer is that depends on some other things. Namely, what is oso v'yezbeno, or other, you know, sugyas that the Rishonim are quoting from, what do they depend on? Do they depend on there being a maisa shchita, you know, or a chalos shchita, or a heter shchita? What do they depend on? Correct? As far as that's concerned, Ramban's saying, Oh, so yes, but no, it depends on there being a Maisa Shkita or Shkita Legabe Tahara. But I'm more interested, I think, the line before that.
Yeah, depends on being Shkita as Meshulam Avod Zara, you have your Shkita as Nafri with Tumi and the Masa, or Shema Asurba Akila with the Kud, the Ha'ino Goy, the Kiddush of Kiddush.
Oh, the Ha'ino Goy, the Kiddush of Kiddush. Now again, the Rambam keeps saying he's a Goy. Even when the Gemara doesn't say it, the Rambam says it. We tried to explain last time that partly the Rambam gets it from the Gemara to Eruvin. Right, both the relationship between, you know, Mumil Chalas Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, you know, them being equal, but, you know, it's sounding like Avodah Zarah being there first, you know, ontologically prior, we'll call it. All that, you know, but also Kigai, Kenachri. Even though, again, in the Gemara you can say, yeah, it's Kenachri, Legabe, the din of Eruvin, Chatzeros. You know, that you have to be maskir, and you can't be, you know, mishatef or mebatel or whatever it is. Just like some of the Rishonim say, yeah, you know, the shame mumar, legabe, the sugya, and Erevin includes drabanans because we're talking about Erev Chatzeros. Fine, okay. But anyways, the Rambam, clearly, in a bunch of places, thinks that that lashon is important. And he pushes it. Just like the Rambam felt that the Lashon of Lo Zozo Bishamacha Som Goyim Gemurim L'chol Advar L'Kuti was important and thought it was Bein L'Kula Bein L'Chomra and so on. Correct? But the Ramban here is basically saying, you know, don't take it so seriously. They're not Kigoyim Gemurim, right? He's still a Yisrael. And, after all, Kiddushav Kiddushin. Now, where'd that come from? Kiddush of Kiddush. Why is he thinking Kiddush?
Because of.
Why do you think? It's, you know, your guess is as good as mine. But hopefully they both aren't guesses.
What does that mean?
I mean, why say Kiddush of Kiddush? I mean, how does he know that, number one, and what's he trying to say with that? Exactly. This is the Ramban's way of putting this question in a larger framework. And also maybe the reason that Rambam, you know, is less, right, when you live post-Rashi, or once this Rashi became, you know, spread like wildfire, you know, that, you know, Afa Pi Shechata Yisrael Hu, right, which is based on that, you know, that's what the Gemara says about Achan. But the Rashi and the Tshuva expanded it to say, oh, even if you're Yisrael Meshumud, you don't lose completely your Kedushas Yisrael, Abishchat Yisrael. So the main thing they said it about, the initial thing they said it about, the paradigmatic thing they said it about, was Kiddush of Kiddush. We'll see soon. Some people actually just disagree with it. The Rambam may have disagreed with it. Except the Rambam does think Kiddush of Kiddush. So he didn't disagree with it completely. But it came trippingly off the tongue or the pen of the Ramban, in my opinion, because now it's everywhere. And everybody's dealing with it. Because of this Chuvas Rashi. So basically, now the Ramban isn't sure, right? It's an Efshar, correct? And it's a subtle distinction. Pretty subtle. Correct? Yeah. So, what do we make of this? Really, I mean, let me ask you this question. So, if Kiddush of Kiddushin, you know, so why is it in the Veil of Gabi Achila? Liman of Shach. It's just not in the Veil of Gabi Tahara? That becomes significant too. And indeed, like the Arishonim do go further and think that even Gabi Isra Achilas Nevela, this is only a Dindur Abana. Who? Josh? An old friend. Yoni? Zev? Zev? Here? Wait, not here. Zach? Aaron? Who holds up the whole even a mumel avodah zara, is not in the veil of daraisa. Bachila. Eitan? An unforgettable rishon. I think. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. Yeah. The rid. Right? The Piskei rid on Vav Amud Aleph. We talked about Kuti, and what did he say? He might be the earliest who says it explicitly that way. Definitely not the only one. I gave it away by saying an old friend, right? Now gave it away? Or you just remembered it? Oh, when I said it was unforgettable. Like you went through the list of unforgettable things. I'm just trying to learn for next time. Like the clues shouldn't be so easy, right? Like the other day when I said the one Rambam. I was like, why not just tell the people? Right? Okay. Although I was very, very happy that people rose to the Rambam's honor. That was good. Ein lafarish v'nasu mishumadim l'avodah zarah, referring to the Kutiyim, right after Har Grizim. De mishumad l'avodah zarah, ki acherim omdim al gabov shaper dami. Right? What? Yeah. Yeah, he said there too. You have it?
Yeah. Good.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the one on Mem Aleph. This is the sheet, and also, of course, the Riyaz, you know, keep it in the family, here in Shulta Giborim, and later, I believe. So the same thing. By the way, Kiveger pretty much holds that way. The Chassam Sofer, remember the Bach? Now, the Bach doesn't say it by Mumer L'Avodah Zarah, I don't think, but he does say it by Mumer L'Hach. Remember, the Posse said Mumer L'Hach is Shkitaso Neveira. And the Bach said, that's only Drabat. What? Those was a machta bar zvich. It sound that Tosa sounds like a rabbanon. And the Pesachim Tshuva says, "Oh, look, it's on Sofer." He also thinks it's rabbanon. Like, well, why are they all saying it's rabbanon and all these things? Again, it's interesting if you're mechalik between Mumer Haches, Mumer L'Avodah Zarah. That's one of the things I want to talk about. The Chavos Yair, Kuf Mem Vav, I think. Remember. It's quoted in the Pesachim Tshuva here. That's how I know it. The Tshuva of the Chavos Yair, where he says, are you allowed to feed, you know, one of these Mumer L'Chol Torah Kulas Nevela? It's a little bit of a different question, right? Can you give him Nevela? Right, reminds us of the question with the Kutiyim, you know, and others. Can you give him a lone Beribis? Meaning, are these Dinim, Areu Kagai, Dinim, are they only Lechumra or even Lekula? That's the question. So the Chavos Yair says, if he's a Mumar Lahachis, even if he's. The only thing is, if he's a Mumar, sounds like he thinks, if he's like a Mesis type of a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah, then you can be Machel in the name. Anything less than that, he says you should be Machel. You know, I'm intrigued. You know, within the world of Mumer L'Chol Torah Kulas, there's another question, right? How many times? How much Farhesia? What about Essen Drabanan's, you know, and Lavin? What about if you did Tshuva after the action, before the Kapara? Right? And we already have 5, 6, 7 Nafkamina. Right? What impact does it have on the Basar? But another question is, a bigger question in all this is there a difference, you know, between Lekula and Lechumra? Right? Or frankly, within the Ramban worldview, Meaning, could you say about some mumers that are kegoyim or, you know, they're mumer lechol tari kula, you know, that at least they're not legabe tuma, just legabe achila. And others, it's bein l'tuma, bein l'achila. So to draw the line in mumer lechachis as opposed to mumer lechalas haShabbos and mumer leavodah zarah, I think makes a lot of sense, and I think a lot of people did. Certainly the Bach and those. But there are, as we say, Rishonim and Poskim, or even saying it in the Mumer Lechol Tarakulas, not Mumer Lechaches. Right? Does it make sense to be Mechalik between Mumer Lechol HaShabbos and Mumer Lechol HaZara? I think so, possibly, based on what we've been discussing. Anyways, for the Ramban, the question, you know, kind of, you know, becomes a little complicated. So, what is the Ra'az view in the Sogya? Eitan? Again? Even the first Chaticha, even the first... The Ra'ah holds a Yafzei Betzina. The answer to it is Betzina. Correct. Otherwise, it would be possible right away. So first of all, the language of the Ra'ad, I just wanted to add, is very important. Why? Excellent. Boeing Kaffin, I think he's the... Might be the first one. Does the Rajmi use that phrase also? I think so. I think the Ra'ad is the one who uses the phrase Boeing Kaffin, which puts it in the framework of those other issues. However, says the Ra'ad, if that's important formulation, because that reminds you of Gita V'yado, all these other kind of things that we talked about, etc. Then he says, so we're talking about Betzina, right? But it was Farhesi, the possibly. What about those Gemaras about Osov Yasbino, etc.? He says, like Ramban, correct? But the Rajba in Mishmer Sabayis, again, after, you know, a couple of sharp... After a couple of sharp comments, he rejects it. He rejects the Ramban. He has to be a little careful because he doesn't want to start off with the Ramban. You know, he'd rather, you know, keep this between him and the Ra'ah. Gamashatirts b'shem Rav Moshe, b'hidoso v'yazbino, sheivya mechaba l'rayim b'shem atosis, omrani, man yoivlen le'afrei u'malinan aynin. Okay. Avozain or nearly. The Shochet Lavarazar Mamish Zivche Mesimi, the Kediv Rabbi Ben Besera, the Tama of Boel. Okay, that's if he's Shochet Lashem Avarazara, not an Avarazara, a Mumer Lavarazara who's Shochet. Okay. The Ode, Ech Ef Shalomar Shazu Eina Nevela, Dim Kari Shchitas Yisrael, the Eina Nevela, my Psula. The Amrist to Kosha Shochet Yisrael, Lafil Yisrael, Mini. Meaning a min, lavadazara, lote, shritasa, nevela, lamanam, shrita, shena, rishma, shrita, imkei, kamosiv, and so on. So basically, the Rajba is saying, I just don't get the chilak. And what's the difference between the tama bamasa, which is going to be kovea also for osov yezbino, and other things, and the heter of achilas nevela? Right? And if the idea I'm adding is that, you know, Kiddush of Kiddushin, V'Yisraelu, V'Eino Mamish Akum, you're pulling back from the language of the Rambam and some of the Gaonim, etc., then why aren't you pulling back all the way? So what clearly emerges from, and again, the Ra'ah likes it, the Ramban says maybe. The Ra'ah, that part is not hesitant. He embraces. He quotes a Ramban. He says, that's what I think the pshat is. So what do you have to say? Josh? And this is going to, you know, maybe help us in general, another important distinction. I mean, Ramban's making a very subtle distinction. Kyle? Daniel? Kiva? Michael?
Maybe how objectionable Bayle is.
Well, first of all, this is a very... I don't know if I talk about objectionability, but... Oh, you mean in Tumas Masa? Okay. You know, you and Tani got to get together, right? Okay. you're attacking it from... So first, two things. Number one, do you remember when we said... we talked about, you know, kuti. You know, gay rei arayos. We tried to show that there's... Of course, the majority view is kuti gay rei arayos means that he's not a gay. End of story. However, the Meiri and Ksuvis, maybe Rashi, the line in the Ravid, there are some Rishonim who think that Kute Geri Arayos, you know, is more subtle than that. He's a Ger Lagabe this, but not a Ger Lagabe that. And then we pointed out that in Geris in general, you know, there's evidence for such complex status, right? Somebody who's like Mufka from, let's say, Knisa Lekahal, you know, but as an individual, he has Chiv Mitzvahs, right? Things like that. So one of the things I also wanted to point out was, what are you going to do, let's say you're a Meiri person, or et cetera, what are you going to do with all the Gemaras that say that Kuti Geri Arayos, and therefore you're excluded from A and B and C? It's not our job, I guess, to figure out all those things. It probably is, but at the moment it's not our job. But our main job at the moment is to be able to understand our own Gemara. Right? So the Gemara in Gimel and Beis and Chulin said that, what is it, Ravashi didn't like Abai and Rava, right? Because he held that Kuti was Geri Arayos, right? And therefore, God alone with Al-Gabba is not going to help you. So doesn't that Gemara say pretty explicitly that Kuti, Geire, Arayos, you know, means that there's no Kedushas Yisrael, that he's a guy? What's a Meiri Udime going to do with that Gemara? So one of the things that we said was, right, and we said the same idea maybe, according to those who think that, oh, and Mumla Hachis is Nevela. Right? And maybe Mumla, not even Mumla Hachis, maybe somebody simply who doesn't, you know, acknowledge the effectiveness of Shechita. Right? The Beis Yosef comment. So it'll even be the in-between between the Mumla Hachis and the Mumar, you know, the Teyava. One of the things that we've been trying to say, which is consistent with what we've been talking about all year, is that, you know, who's a Ger? Ger Toshav, he's Makabel, but he's Ochel Nevelos. One of the things we've been saying is that Achilas Nevelos is a particularly sensitive Kedushas Yisrael issue. So that, you know, if Mumla Hachis is particularly excluded from, you know, from Heter Shkita, you know, and if Kuti, Even if Ger Arayos doesn't mean that he has no Kedushas Yisrael, but it may mean he doesn't have sufficient Kedushas Yisrael for Heter Shechita, right? So maybe this Ramban or this Ra'ah is saying something like that as well. Or put it this way, anybody who doesn't embrace the Tosas Rid in a post Chuvas Rashi, you know, normative era, right? And, you know, I mean, can you, again, if you want to say Shechitaso Nevela, Lechumra, or Drabanan, it's one thing. Actually, there are two different issues. I should make this clear. One is whether it's Drabanan or Daraisa. The other is Lekula or Lechumra. They often overlap, but they don't have to overlap. Okay. Meaning, can you give this mumar, like we were talking about the Chavis Yar a second ago, can you give him to eat nevela, or trefa, or tevel? Right, that's one question. The nevela that he created maybe he can eat it mimonavsha. But that's an interesting question too. But the point I'm trying to make is that the Ramban obviously thinks that kiddush of kiddushin is tells you something about the maisa shchita, right? But that doesn't d'oraisa have to have any impact on, at minimum, the heter shchita midei nevei. Again, it could also be what Michael was saying, which is that instead of emphasizing as I am, let's say, a very high standard for heter achila, that maybe what we should be doing is trying to figure out, you know, meaning that almost, you know, anything is enough, right, to be considered either a maisa shkita or to be motzi midei nevela legabe tuma. Right. Very possibly. And again, this question of, you know, gavra cheftza and so on. You know, again, the shame shkita, the chalos of shkita, the maisa shkita, what? Maisa shkita, chalos shkita, heter shkita. Where do you draw the line? But the point is that the Ramban, as a suggestion, and the Ra'ah, as a shita, are embracing this very nuanced view. But in a way, you know, if you hold like that tshuva of Rashi, but you don't want to read our Gemara as just being a dinder Rabbanon, right, or just being, you know, or, you know, being only lechumra, not lekula, you almost have to say something like that. Namely, that kiddush of kiddushin, again, to explain, kiddush of kiddushin means, you know, minimally, he still also has a shame Yisrael, you know, but maybe to be mat to the basar, he has to be, have standing among his fellow Jewish citizens, which is what he wants. As an individual, you know, he still remains, can't get rid of your kiddushas Yisrael that way. He's chayiv b'mitzvos, right, and therefore he still has even a shame shchita, but maybe the matir of shchita also requires that the rest of Klal Yisrael relate to you or acknowledge you, you know, or that you relate to them and didn't turn your back on them as a people. I'm talking about d'oraisa distinctions now. So beyond the Ramban issue, Ramban, Ra'ah, the Rashba saying, like, I don't see it. Well, how can you say that? By the way, Rabbi Kiveger, when he quotes this line of the Ramban, and I think he likes to call it the Yeshmi Shadochin or something like that, or maybe that's the other one, whatever, he assumes that what the Ramban says is a Dindur Rabbanon, which is very strange, because does that really answer the Osov as Bino problem? Oh, I guess it doesn't. Meaning, the way the Rabbi Kiveger understands the Ramban is that the Isra Achilas Nevela is only Drabanan. Because Yisrael Afa Pishachata Yisrael. But I think it's clear the Ramban didn't say that. It's even clearer that the Ra'ah didn't, you know, come to that normative conclusion. They're making a distinction to Raisa. And a very important one at that. Good question, yeah.
Well, there's a line in the Iri that makes it sound like, even without saying it's
Mekhara Yudin Vela, that yeah. Word,
the Shkita is absolutely nothing, but still because
of
Shkita
Sisroel. No, I mean, Oso Gespino. Well, then, right, maybe it doesn't require, maybe Oso Gespino, Shkita Shein Shkita, depends even on, maybe that three categories. I mean, I don't want to get into that right now. That could be, what's the line? Does he say it that way, or he just doesn't mention it one way or another?
I know, it's pretty clear. Because
he knew the
Ramban. The Ode, the eighth
Well, you mean even without that, you could say it, maybe. Yeah. I mean, those are Rabbi, he's quoting the Ramban.
He says, of course, if you say the Ramban,
then it's not a problem.
Yes, but it sounds like even without that.
Right, because maybe you could say that there is a Maisa Shkita, there just isn't a chalos shkita, let's say, or the impact of the shkita that, meaning what I mean by chalos shkita, where you need like impact on something, like on the chepsa shel basar, whether it's the gabe achila or the gabe. I mean, there are two assumptions in the Ramban. One is that even if you're a mumar l'avodah zarah, you're still ki Yisrael, and your status in kiddushin is relevant, you know, to shkita. Right, that's one assumption. And the other assumption is that that's enough not only for osov yes beno, which the pashtus is about a maisa shkita, but that's enough for tumas nevela as well. Like, who says that tumas nevela isn't like, just like in the other direction, right? You know, I mean, the Rashba is saying, well, if there's going to be tumas neutralizing tumas nevela, then it probably should also be kosher, and vice versa. Ramban is saying, no, there's a distinction. And maybe the Meiri is saying, oh, so this beno depends even on less than that. Right? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, okay, that's a very, very, very important issue for Afabi Shechata, which I want to finish up on Thursday. I want to talk a little more about that Chuvas Rashi, about the Meiri, about the Eshkol, and about the Tashbates, and so on. And we still have to talk about Mumin L'chol Torah Kul. We'll talk about that in just a second. Before I do, I just wanted to get read in onto the record. Yeah, there's another question, or we're good? Yeah, Eitan.
Yeah, shouldn't the Svar be the opposite, though, that the Mumar has, like, the Gabi Kedushin, like, does identify with people who just
Because again, by Kedushin? He's kiddush of kiddushin not because, oh, you mean because I'm like, oh, you mean like compared to? I'm not a, I mean, kiddush of kiddushin thing is a tricky thing. Is that noveya again? If in the context, and I think I'm a little bit responsible for this, but in the context of geirus and there being an iser kenisa l'kahal, I think that highlights, you know, that we're not letting, we're ready to let him loose on Kol Yisrael. You know, we might think that he has individual mitzvos, but he hasn't, like, achieved, you know, a full status membership, you know, of corporate Kol Yisrael. Right, and therefore, there's an Iser Knisa L'Kol. Now, whether that's like an Iser Los Hiskatein or something like that, or it even means a Kiddusha Benim Kiddushin, and some of the Geirus issues, that's an interesting question. For example, it's clear that some think Kiddushim Kiddushim, and others maybe it's an open question. That's a little different than when a person was a member of Klal Yisrael. So here what we're kind of saying is, we're taking away all his privileges as a member of the Tzibor, but we can't strip away his Kiddushim Yisrael, and the fact is that a person who had full Kiddushas Yisrael as an individual can be Mekadosh Anisha, and that requires a get. There still might be an Yisrael Lo Seschatein, which is the view of the Tashbates and others. But really what we're going to take away is anything that requires that other people perceive him as like a representative of the Tzibor. You know what I mean? So that kind of covers, even though I understand where you're coming from. That. So then we'd say, oh, yeah, like he's Chayiv, you know, Belulav, because that's an individual mitzvah. But, you know, anything having to do with being recognized by others as a representative of Klal Yisrael, legabe, a particular mitzvah, by his merit, he's there's a difference between that, like, where you're coming from, where you start from, I guess. That explain it? Okay. regarding the question of Shame Rosh Eidos, again, this is, did people get a chance to look at the Ksos and the Sivas or not? Or have people been studying for the mitzvah diligently? Okay. So just a line, just to make it clear. I looked at it again. I still think the Nesivos is a little bit what exactly he's saying is unclear, but this is Simen Nun Beis. Did I say last time Nun Aleph?
Yeah.
So that also just being the Takein, it's Nun Beis. The Simen Nun Beis is Shtar Sheish Bo Ribis. And this is a massive, just it's a very interesting parallel and an interesting, right? Shtar Sheish Bo Ribis, Mefurash, in a government of Ribis. Of a government as a Karen, I feel in the shop. Of a Kola la Karen, in my ribis, apostle, she yava ligvos bar ribis. Shochanar here, based on the Gemara, is concerned. Ashtar sheesh bar ribis, so that's Isur. The ribis part is Asur. Can you collect the Karen? So the problem is, this is the objective problem, the Shtar was signed by Edim, but that is Asur. You're not allowed to. The Edim and Ribis are also in violation. So doesn't that passel the Shtar? So this is a Boim Kiachot question. Right? Their Psul, right, and their Edus are coming together. So that's what the Ksos discusses. Earlier, Marit discusses this very extensively. It's really Tosis. Edim Psulim Sh'ovrim Belav Delo Sesimon. Alfi She'en Marvichin Yeshlam Psul. And then he goes on, you know, to discuss this very extensively. And then he says, this is a very long piece. Right, which is the language of our Tosfos. Baran b'chidush of Kasav, kim she'nasa mumrad gmar shchita, ein she'im mumar alav, elim osa shchita v'yela. You see what he's doing. V'im kei nira dehu adin acha, nami kim de milva al peh, lo avri ha'edim, alosa simon, and so on and so forth. V'matosi b'marit binyan ze ba'orech, u'masig al divir marshach, that's a whole business about also Kiddushin, comparable situation. So I'm not going to go into it. That's the whole Mashukasa Marit, Lahashim. You have to look at it. It's really a fascinating piece. But the basic assumption of the Ksos, which is what I'm interested in, is that what is true for Mumar Lavodazara and Mumar Lakalus HaShabbos, right, in this catch 22, is equally true for Psul Eidos and Psul Shtar. I mean, it's an absolute parallel. Now, there, of course, are elements, you know, that are parallel, clearly. You need the broader idea of Boim Kiachad. But, since we've been trying to explain, he's actually dealing with two things. Number one, the Boim Kiachad. Right, supporting both answers. Or, how many times does it take to be a Gavra Muma? So on the Boim Kiachad part, there certainly are overlaps, but there are also room for a Chiluk, as we discussed. Right, just like the Ramban and the Ran and the Achronim were discussing the difference between an Aveira of Avodah Zarah and Aveira of Shabbos and the Kalkel and all those things. What about the Aveira of Edim Baribis? How front-loaded or back-loaded, you know, is that? Moreover, in terms of the effect, you know, when do you need the Eidos to kick in a Shtar? The same time that you need Kashrus to kick in, you know, in Shchita? So of course there are reasons to be Mechalek already. Then when you add that to that issue, what is it that is Posel? So the idea that when it comes to Eidos, it could be the Maisa Aveira, or it could be the Shame Rasha Begabra, and maybe that Shame Rasha, you get Boim Kiachad, or at the very least after one time, right? But maybe to be a Mumar, especially a Mumar who's Kigoi, right, for that you require at least one time, or after that time, or two times, or maybe even three times. So the idea that it's an absolute equation, both technically in terms of the other ingredients, but especially in terms of what is required for Eidus and what is required for Mumer Lekalik Torah Kula, is not so poshut. Now the Nesivos does say part of this here in Siman Nun Beis. Where he says, he quotes Xos, beginning, and then he says the key lines, Udvar of Tmuim, Dema Raya Mishchita, right? The shame Mumar Beinon, Umumar Hainu Ischazuk. The harbeis svirulei d'beinon gimel pa'amin. That's a great line. He's not saying we paskin you need gimel pa'amin. He's not saying it depends whether you need gimel pa'amin. Right? This is the Nesiva saying, the fact that there are those who think you need three pa'amin show that they think that it's a din in the gavra, or in the gavra mumar even. Avavadai d'rashahu Bishasha Oseho Aveira. Vadaraba. Amarashdam, Mosaminafshe, Vyafta Beged, so on. He gets on the whole thing. It's clear that he thinks that there's two things. Number one, you don't need to shame Mumar, you need to shame Rasha, which of course is true. In Eidus. It's also clear that he thinks that the Maisa Aveira creates the shame Rasha. You could have said, you don't even need a shame Rasha. You just need a Maisa Aveira. Okay. Anyway, so the details are need to be fleshed out. But one other thing I wanted to mention with regard to Chil Shabbos, and there's so much more to talk about, and that's in the line of the Tosas in, I don't have it here, Erevin. Tosas in Erevin quotes the Ri and says, you know, you have to, anybody have a line? You know, it has to be Ragil, and Pursam, and it also touches on the question a little bit. Do you have to be a Mechal Shabbos across different Shabbosos? Or different Malachos? That's an interesting question. Yeah, is it up there? Micah? I'm trying to switch off. Pretty good job. Is it up there?
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, you could see the language, right, Micha? What's the point?
That you need to be Rogil.
You need to be Rogil is clear, and it needs to be more than one time. That's also clear. But he's even touching on this question, does it need to be more than one Shabbos? Yeah. Right? I think somebody else made the ha'ara about Shabbosos. Who said that to me? Josh? Yeah. So, yeah, I think this is an interesting question. Like, how do you become a Mumar Lechalos HaShabbos Befarhesia? You know, does it have to be across different Malachos, different Shabbosos, to be an inveterate, you know, Mechalos Shabbos? Interesting question. And I think it's connected very much, or might be connected, to some of the sugyas in the beginning of Klal Gadol. You know, we talked about it a little last year, for those people at the beginning of the year, we talked about Alps and Toldos. We were talking about, you know, Shabbosos, Kaguf and McLaughlin, if you remember. Rambam has some very interesting views about that. maybe you do the same malacha, but you do it across multiple Shabbosos. You know, even Behelem Echad, you know, Shabbosos might be Kagufin, you know, McLaughlin, Krisos issues. Anyways, so I think this is a really interesting question. You know, let's say you do the same malacha again and again, you know, on the same Shabbos. That's one madrega. different malachos on the same Shabbos. You know, the same malacha on different Shabbosos, or multiple malachos, you know, on different Shabbosos. You know, what do you need, you know, to get the credential, the bad credential, of being a Mechal Shabbos Baras? Okay, finally, what we need to do still is talk a little bit, two other things to talk about, but in addition, Mumer L'Kol Torah Kula, that question. So as I said, in Mumer L'Kol Torah Kula, separate from Mumer L'Avodah Zarah and Mumer L'Chal Shabbos Parhesia, is just an interesting question. It's just very hard to know what to do with it. It definitely exists, as we said, for Ravanan. But that's tricky. Can you say Midr Ravanan, Nishma L'Chacham? You might say Kol Shekein. Ravanan doesn't believe in Mumer L'Avodah Zarah, you know, being Mumer L'Chal Torah Kula, but he seems to agree in something about something called Mumer L'Kol Torah Kula. So we, who are more machmir, certainly should believe in that. But it's not necessarily true, as we've seen. Because it could just be, I mean, Ravanan's idea is that even Avodah Zarah can be compartmentalized. Not that it's less chomor, but it can be compartmentalized. It's not a linchpin. Or is his idea, you know, that, you know, the only thing that we care about is the number of, you know, of violations? What exactly is it? So the Kiddush of Rabbeinu Yerucham, I think really is, not so pashut, that side by side, I think our two Kiddushim, there's Mumer L'Avodah Zarah, there's Mumer L'Chal Shabbos Parhesia, and there's still something called Mumer L'Chal Torah Kula. Because you might have said, because remember, according to Ravanan, that I think is a double Kiddush. One is that there is that category, you know, once it's not by default the only way to interpret the Braisa, which is what it is for Ravanan. Once you think that individual Averos have that kind of clout, maybe your whole perspective is more qualitative and not quantitative. It's not so obvious anymore. I mean, the whole idea, what I'm trying to say, is that for Ravanan, you know, it's one violation and you can compartmentalize it. That's true for also Shabbos, presumably. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been stuck in the Gemara. He could have said, Mumer L'Chal Torah Shabbos, right? and anyways, in Erevin, it sounds like there is the hierarchy. Okay. So for him, since we know there is such a category, it's going to be quantitative. And again, that's not going to be bedin, I should also add, Chumras Aveira. That's only going to be a linchpin or a Gavra idea. It's never going to be Chumra Yisr, because it's they're all related and there's not enough of them. By the way, how much for Ravanan, let's just finish Ravanan, is there? Is it 50%? You know, 100%? What exactly is it? We don't know. Again, we have a model, the Rajba, who has a suggestion of 50%. It's a reasonable suggestion if you're looking to quantity. Okay, are you an insider or an outsider? The answer is 50%. You know, we Paskin, though, that being an insider or an outsider, the linchpin, you know, depends on the quality, you know, what it is that you do, not just what you don't do. You know, so is there also a quantitative way to look at that at all? That's question number one. I'd say the Rambam doesn't have Mumer L'Chol Torah Kula separate from Mumer L'Chol Shabbos and Mumer L'Avodah Zarah. And even in Hilchos Tshuva we were talking about before, where he doesn't mention Mumer L'Avodah Zarah, but based on Hilchos Avodah Zarah, it's clear that that's what he's talking about. And even, you know, talking about Machzikim Bedas Acheret, it's under the rubric of Mumer L'Avodah Zarah, clearly. I wonder whether he thinks that if you don't hold like Ravanan, then, you know, then the numbers is never what creates the linchpin. It certainly never creates a Chumras Aveira. And the numbers don't take a Shem Gavar either, perhaps. Shulchan Aruch, meaning earlier even, Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Beis Yosef, they embrace this idea. They said, listen, even Ravanan believes in that kind of Mumer L'Chol Torah Kula. Kol Shekein, we believe in the ones that he doesn't believe in. We don't believe in the ones that he believes in. Like, what kind of business is that? Right? Understandable. But now the question is a more technical question. And that is, so what? Two questions. Right? Number one, how do you gauge it? One question. And number two, is it the same din? Just like we're saying this on the same din question, we can take care of that right away. Just like we're saying Mumin L'Chalas HaShabbos and Mumin L'Avodah Zarah might be different. And they might be different from the effects of Mumin L'Haches. So too, what about Mumin L'Chalas Torah Kula? Because again, that's not going to be din Chomer. That's either going to be din Gavra or Linchpin. It's never going to be din Oyus. You violated so many Chomer HaYisurin. Doesn't make sense. So might it work differently in terms of, you know, how many times, what effect immediately, you know, Essen Lavin, Drabanan, all these things that we've been talking about? Sure. There's another interesting question, and that is, and maybe, let's say you don't like this idea of Drabanan or whatever, because you think that, you know, the action is really the quality. So, so what do you think about the father? The guy is, and we do say, kol hamode, or kol kofer babarazara, is ki'ilu, you know, ki'em kol Torah kula, or whatever. Right, so can you say that according to Rabbeinu Yerucham? And not only that, the way Rabbeinu Yerucham has it, right? And you're also careful about Shabbos. Nice. Right? A machmir. So it's interesting, Rabbi Kinegar has a line in which he says that, you know, I don't know, maybe Rabbeinu Yerucham should only be right. Again, Kinegar on the Shulchan Aruch, he's very active here. He should only be right if at least your Mechal Shabbos Betzina. I mean, that's for him the line. But again, I think it's symbolic, obviously. I mean, Mela, you're careful on Avodah Zarah. You're careful of Avodah Zarah and Shabbos, and you're a Mumin L'Chol Torah Kula. Nah. You're Mechal Shabbos Betzina, just not Befarhesia. Then you could be a Mumin L'Chol Torah Kula. Interesting. Right? So there was a question. Was there a question? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand why necessarily the Rabbanan has to have this category.
Oh, really? I thought because of the Gemara, the Shaka Vitaria, no?
I don't know why he has to. I thought you could just understand that he's saying if we could have.
It's not Novea from the Shaka Vitaria? Maybe I should read it again. I thought Rabbanan says the Mumin L'Chol Torah Kula, but it's not.
He thinks Mumin L'Chol Torah Kula, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there is a category.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. It just means that if we...
I mean, nothing is.
Exactly.
And even reading the Brisa, how would he... Don't you still have to read the Brisa in a way, then? No? Maybe not.
He only thinks that Mamre will look up because he thinks Mamre will look up interesting. He doesn't say Mamre will
look up is possible. I'll show you. Brisa
would be a gift on him just because it depends on the category of Mamre will look up.
Say again?
If that was the case, then the Bryce would be a tiff on them just from the fact that it mentions the category.
But yeah, that's what I thought. That, am I right? Yeah.
I thought that was just the Gemara's way of saying that he denies like the Lynchman idea. I mean, Bumelo, is there a Wahhab?
Me at all.
Exactly. But that doesn't necessarily mean there is such a category.
What's a sefer? But we say it's mumla vadazara. Oh, I see. Mumla kudravana. And the other one, what's mumla arlos? What's mumla arlos? Isn't that mumla called tarakula?
No,
I'm sorry. So there's nothing in the Brisa that proves that? Interesting. I'll look at it again. And you don't think when it says that Mumin L'Avodah Zarah is not a Mumin L'Chol Torah Kula, that means that it's not, but there is something. Because you're saying, I don't think there's such a category. If there was such a category, this would do it. But there's no such thing. Everything is compartmentalized. Interesting. Yeah.
And then just as support for that, on that out of the base, when I says group on the Rabbah now,
yeah.
Just says Mumer, you saw Mumin L'Avodah Zarah called the Mumin L'Avodah Zarah Shittaseh. Doesn't say
that's like the later kind of contrast.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, So we'll say it that way. We'll say one could read the Gemara, perhaps, that Ravanan denies any kind of, everything is compartmentalized. Okay, that's helpful. I certainly think a lot of people understand the Ravanan holds. And it's not hard to read the Gemara saying that Ravanan thinks that there is something called Mumon Kol Tavar Kula, but even Avodah Zarah alone isn't it. Then I think this question of 50%, 100%, would be an interesting question, and also how would it work. Certainly it would only work as a linchpin or as a gabra. It would never work in terms of Maisa Vera, Komra Vera, etc. Let's leave it at that. Then in terms of the, we paskin against Rabbanan, we think that there are two Mumon Avodah Zarah, Mumon Kol Tavar Kula, we've already discussed their interrelationship. And also Malachus, of course, its relationship. For just to sum up, for Bnei Yerucham, there's something called Mumon Kol Tavar Kula in addition. Rabbi Gevager says he thinks if you're Mechal Shabbos, if you're not Mechal Shabbos even Bitzina, then even that would not work. If it does work, what is it? And does it work differently qualitatively? That's a question we've discussed. And how much do you need? So the Rajba has this line about 50%. Although, again, the Rajba says it in the Shaka Vatari when he's talking also about Mumar Latayavo. So I'm not 100% sure he means it. In the Prima Gadim, I think. Prima Gadim? The Lech of the Simla, is that the one? So he has a couple of achronim that he quotes. One is that if you do three averos, if you're muksak to do three averos, and we don't know that it's mikri, that's called mumar l'kol Tavar Kula. You have it there, Josh?
Yeah.
And then he has even a better one. That's already amazing. But that depends on, is it a pattern or not? Because that's huge. That's way more than, obviously, that's extending it way beyond Rove. Again, these are all patterns. What's fascinating, then he has another daya, or quotes another daya, that says, no, but if you're a violation of more than 50%, not quoting the Rajba, then it's rubo kikulo, right? Even if you are sincere about the rest of the things that you do. Do you have that line?
I don't have the first.
Oh, really? We're late, right? There's no classes, right? It's midterm. No? Okay. We will stop in 30 minutes. I apologize for going over. Is there such a line? Okay, we'll look for next time. I want to finish this next time. But there's also an interesting line of the Rajba. What's more chamor? A mumar l'chol Tavar Kula? Would say, right, according to the Manomar, Mumar Kol Tavar Kula is a Mumar, which is what the Rajba thought, or a Mumar La'oso Dava. Who's more Chomor? So again, this I think is a very important case. The Rajba assumes that a Mumar La'oso Dava is more possible than a mumar lechol Tavar Kula. I'm not talking about Zara or Mechal Shachas. So I want to talk about those two hagdaros, and then finish up with the Afli Shachata, the Eshkol, etc. Okay, Hatzlacha on the midterm. Oh, either way, we'll see everybody tomorrow for Career Day. Career Day.
Is there another reason?
Are you okay, by the way?
Yeah.
What happened?
I poured a very hot liquid on my arm. Second degree burn.
Feel better. It'll just heal on its own?
Gives me newfound appreciation for skin.
For?
Skin.